This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 150 for Thursday, November 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday, taking direction from outside markets. Canola down $9 to $23, the January contract down $22 at $860.40 per ton. News the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to ship through the Black Sea would be extended accounted for much of the selling pressure in the grains and oilseeds today, including canola. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all down on the day. The nearby January contract did lag the more deferred months to the downside, with the widening spread seen as a sign of good nearby demand and a lack of significant farmer selling. Canola crush margins also remain very strong, which should be keeping end users on the buy side. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures were both lower, but corn managed to find some support to edge above unchanged. The January soybean contract, it's down 12 cents at 14.17 per bushel. Russia has reportedly agreed to extend the Black Sea grain corridor deal for another 120 days. In addition to the resulting weakness in world energy and commodity markets, the U.S. dollar also showed some strength, and that added to the bearish tone in the grains and oilseeds. The losses in soybeans did come despite solid demand. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at just over 3 million tons. That marked the largest weekly sales in just over 2 years and came in above trade expectations. China was the main buyer, with Mexico also in the market. Corn, also pressured by the Black Sea news, but holding near unchanged, with the December contract up 2 cents at the close at 667 and a half. The USDA reported weekly U.S. corn export sales of just over a million tons, coming in at the high end of pre-report estimates. Ongoing dryness concerns in Argentina and declining production estimates there were supportive. Wheat, meanwhile, it is lower across the board, seeing a continuation of yesterday's losses. Minneapolis spring wheat down 12 cents in the December contract at $9.52 per bushel. Kansas City down 17 cents in December at $9.38 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 10 cents in the December contract at $8.06 per bushel. Ukraine is a major wheat exporter. That makes the Black Sea news especially bearish for that market. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of only 290,000 tons were below average trade estimates, and the lowest level in 4 weeks. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.